Later this month, Crested Butte, Colorado will host the Off-Road Hand Cycling World Championships, where David Poole is expected to be among the top racers. But for Poole, hand cycling is about much more than competition. Danielle Thompson has our story.
3 months ago, I saw David Poole cycling for the first time, and I couldn't get him out of my head. He doesn't have use of his legs, so he was pedaling up a steep mountain with only his arms. Today, I'm joining David on that same trail, hiking behind him as he cranks up Mount Ellis. The climb is hard for David. I have no trouble keeping up on foot, even though I'm 7 months pregnant and he's pedaling furiously. To understand how we got here, you have to start in the small town where he grew up, Townsend, Montana.
It's 5 minutes from the river, it's 5 minutes from the lake, and it's 5 minutes from the mountain. We did a lot of camping, we did a lot of exploring in the mountains, we did a lot of fishing, and we did a lot of hunting.
David was always a hard charger in the outdoors, earning him the nickname Madman Poole as a teenager. That name and that mentality stuck. When he graduated from high school, he headed out on his next adventure, working at a ski resort in Colorado. One day, while skiing on his lunch break, David's life changed forever.
I got hung up on some rocks and tumbled down a big cliff. I woke up in the snow. My upper body was cold, and it seemed like my lower body was warm, but really I couldn't feel it at all. I remember a patroller yelling my name, asking if it was me, and I told them it was. And they had to carry me out on this stretcher, and as soon as I got in the helicopter, the guy said, "You made it." And he gave me the stuff to fall asleep and wake up in the ICU. My mom and my dad and my two best friends from Montana were in the hospital in Denver, and I asked them, "What are you guys doing here?" And they said, "Well, we heard you got in an accident." And I said, "Yeah, but it's Monday. Don't you guys have jobs?" And they're like, "Well, this is kind of serious."
David learned that he was paralyzed from the sternum down.
The thing that bummed me the most was I wasn't going to be able to hike in the mountains and hunt like I used to. Every time I saw a picture of an elk or I would think about hunting, it took a while to really get over that.
David sounds nonchalant, but his eyes are full of emotion. Relearning how to perform daily tasks like getting dressed and going to the bathroom didn't intimidate him. His greatest loss was his ability to get into wild places. After 3 months of physical therapy, he returned home to Townsend and went back to work running the family lawn mowing business. He resumed much of his normal life, with one major exception.
Every summer, I was stuck. I was trapped. My friends were able to go into the mountains and talk about how great a time they had.
They offered to pull David along on a game cart, which is basically a wheelbarrow for getting large animals out of the woods. You can imagine that didn't sound appealing to him. So he found something that could help empower himself into the backcountry. A new piece of gear called an off-road hand cycle. It looks like something out of a Mad Max movie. Super low to the ground, wide in front, skinny in the back. The rider leans forward with his chest over the pedals. These bikes aren't cheap. $7,000 for a new one. But 7 years after his accident, David was able to purchase the used one for much less. In typical Madman Poole fashion, he rode it every day, everywhere he could.
Going new places every day, pushing my limits every day, seeing where it can go, and loving every minute of it because I was experiencing some of the things that I never thought I'd be able to experience again.
But he still hadn't been in the backcountry. After he'd been riding for a few months, friends invited him on their annual camping trip to a remote mountain lake. The trail would be more challenging than anything he had ridden so far.
It starts off with 13 switchbacks dropping down a steep slope and then an additional probably 2 or 3 miles of up and down with basketball-sized boulders and stumps to go over the entire way. The first 8 switchbacks were way too narrow for my bike. I had to have my buddies tie a rope up to me to keep me from tipping and rolling downhill while I'm angled on this really steep side hill. But after about 8 switchbacks, I was able to get the rest of them on my own. It took me 4.5 hours to get into the lake. it was awesome. Unexplainable. It was freedom. It was everything.
Back on the trail, David and I finish a slow and steady climb to a lookout point. He's crazy fast on the downhill, so he takes off ahead of me. In the distance, as he flies down, I hear happy shouts. For Only a Game, I'm Danielle Thompson in Bozeman, Montana.